Good morning. We're holding on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Masechet Chumin. Wonderful school to be together once again. I hope it'll be more than once again. But meanwhile, it's good to be together once again. So, we were in the middle of the sugya of the din of the cotton, legabi machshava, legabi maisa, legabi machshava, nikeret mitoch maisa. Remember that according to Rashi, the meaning of cotton yeshlo maisa in the Mishnah of the cotton who takes a nut, what is it called? I keep forgetting.
Acorn.
An acorn, turns it into a tea set and so on. That is meant along with a statement. That's considered to be a maisa. A complete maisa is a maisa with a statement. According to Tosfos, the statement is not the issue. The question is whether there's any ambiguity in the maisa, or is the maisa done to the chepetz in a way that clarifies that that's the only possible meaning of it. Then there's machshava, which simply means a statement to the effect that. And then there's machshavto nikeret mitoch ma'asav, which according to Rashi means a maisa without a statement, so that the same hollowing out of the acorn, if he hadn't said, I'm doing this in order to use it as a kli, would have been, according to Rashi, machshavto nikeret mitoch ma'asav. According to Tosfos, that always would have been a maisa. You don't need a statement. Machshavto nikeret mitoch ma'asav is where the maisa is somewhat ambiguous, because it only revolves around issues that might be done for other reasons, such as moving at korban ayilah l'tzofen before doing the shechita, and then using that as an assumption that that's the equivalent of a statement that I'm doing this l'shem ayilah. So yesterday we came out that Rabbi Yochanan, of course, knew the Mishnah, that he understood that a katan yesh lo maisa, and he understood that a katan ein lo machshava, as it says, beferish, in the Mishnah. And his question was whether a machshava nikeret mitoch ma'asav is considered to be a machshava for a katan or not. Today, we're right smack in the middle of that, because that's the way we ended up. And the Gemara today asks on that at the end of the sixth line, Honami Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kodazimna. We know what Rabbi Yochanan, how could you say Rabbi Yochanan asks that as an abaya? We know that Rabbi Yochanan actually was the one who discussed precisely such a case in a different Mishnah, that's not. Hama'ale perotav legag, mipneak nima, viarada lehem tal, enan bechiyutan. We know that the Gemara, that the Torah tells us, v'chiyutan mayim al zera, that if water or any of the yeshiva mashkim fall on something that is ro'i for foodstuff, then that thing is now mukshe lekabel tuma. However, since it leaves out the vav in chiyutan, the Gemara darshins that we can also learn that to mean v'chiyitain. In which case, it means that only if the person had in kavana, was l'daita, that the mashkin should be in contact with the food, only then is it mukshel kabel tuma. It's not a question of the reality, whether it touched the mind. So now the case over here in the Mishnah is, somebody brings up his perot to his roof. The reason that he brings it out is to dry them out in a way that they won't get infested with worms, knima. And what happens is that actually it got damped because of tal. So then einan b'chiyutan. There's no din of chiyutan because his kavana was not that it should get damped. His kavana was just to let the air flow around it to keep the worms out. But im nitkaven lekach, if however his kavana was, and it's unimportant whether his kavana was bishat ha'alah or whether afterwards, because the din of mayim is at any point that the person wants it to be wet and in contact, that's considered to be a chiyuta. So over here, if after the halal, he had in mind that it should get wet with the towel, then it would be. Marein v'chiyuta. Now how about if he'alum cheresh shote v'katan? If, however, a child brings it up to the roof, afal pishin itkavnu lekach, even if their kavana was that it should get wet, einan v'chiyuta. So even though they can do something that clearly indicates their intent, they can't say their intent. And Rabbi Yochanan explains, the Amr Rabbi Yochanan lo shenai lo shelo hipech behem. Aval hipech behem. According to Rashi, what this means is that if they made a statement and took a klee to turn the parrots around so that they would all get wet with the towel, then it's clear that he wants them to all get wet. So then, according to Tosis, the question would be whether this is considered to be an absolutely clear maisa. Why else would he be mahapek? It's unreasonable to say that he was mahapek I'm sorry, according to, did I say with a statement? I meant without a statement. I said without a statement. Oh, thank you. Okay, according to Tosis, the question over here is, it's a maisa, not a 100% clear maisa, because you could say that maybe he's doing it also in order to air things out better for the Knima. To turn it over. How do you say in English?
To turn.
So you turn, you have a lot of stuff to turn it. Okay. So how could Rabbi Yochanan have a question if he himself said that the din is that there we have a machshava nikaret mitoch ma'asav, because it's clear that his intent is to get it wet, and Rabbi Yochanan says that in that case it would be mukshel kabel tuma. Ha, you're right. But we left out a little piece. It's true that Rabbi Yochanan says it's a mukshel kabel tuma. Rabbi Yochanan's question is exactly what we said it was yesterday, namely, the katan brings an eila over to the tzofin and checks it without saying that I'm doing this for shem eila. That's how Rashi learns, remember. So then, there I'd have to know that midiraisa is considered to be kavana. In this case, I could say the rabbanim were machmir, and they said the prayer should be makabel tuma even based on the hafich of a katan, because min rabbanan the machshava of a katan that's nikar mitoch ma'asav is a machshava. It certainly can't prove from here what the din would have been, the garbage shadow we had yesterday, which is whether a korban eila would be kosher, because there it is. And that exactly was the question of Rabbi Yochanan. Afi coming by lay, this din, which I know is certainly chal in the question of tuma, I'm not sure, however, whether the mocker of it is the araisa, and therefore this would be makabel tuma the araisa, we would burn kachim based on such a tuma, we burn truma based on such a tuma. Well, it's only the rabbanan, it would only mean we treat it lachumra, we wouldn't allow you to keep the kachim of truma, but when it would come to being senechanet lakula lagabir shchit of an oila, we never would have done. Ramakum by Yitzhak Masnihaki. Now this approach to the questioning of Rabbi Yochanan, where we ended up that the Shaila was only legabe the machshava nikeret mitoch ma'asav, is one approach. There was another version that went like this. This is remembered by Yitzchak's version. But Omro, Kiyabaraba, boy, Rabbi Yochanan, this version exists within a mechanical universe and requires... Okay, now you're ready, on the air. You didn't say good enough because Kalman isn't smiling with the camera. Try it again.
Mama?
Okay, Kalman was not affected.
You didn't
hear,
didn't
wait?
Try it
again. Now he's smiling with it again. So in our first Mishnah we discussed the shkita of a kusi, perhaps, depending on which of our pshatim, a mumer, question of rov mitzvim etz shkita, a muchsak, a mumcha, all of these issues. We did not discuss what the din is of a shkita's akum, continues the Mishnah now. The shkita of a goy is nevela. Until now we've only been discussing whether that's in terms of the chatchila, something is kosher, whether you need a chayim reynesan. Over here, even if you'd have a chayim reynesan, and you know for a fact that the act of shkita was done 100% correctly, the animal remains in a vela, and, unsurprisingly, it would be mitame b'masa, which is going to bother the Gemara. I mean, I certainly don't need a mishnah to tell me that an vela is mitame b'masa. Says the Gemara, but one very important thing here is that if all you have to say about a shkita's akum is that it's an avela, then you're telling me something very important. You're telling me that it is not isurei hana'a, which leads us to recognize that just because a goy shechts an animal, we have no reason to assume that his das in that shkita is for avodat kochavim, If the guy would handle wine, we would have to, because of our gezerah of yayin avstam yena, we would have assumed that this yayin is basically also because it's takrov v'stav and it's kachovin. But when it comes to shechita, we do not think such a thing. Man tana, who is the tana that says that that's all you have to worry about, is the kashus of the shechita, and not the question of the iser of takrov akum. It's got to be on Rabbi Abraham, on Rabbi Yochanan. It's got to be the local Rabbi Eliezer. It cannot follow the psak of Rabbi Eliezer, because we'll see later the Rabbi Eliezer on a stamach shevet of kochavim liavodat kochavim. He happens to hold, as we'll see, that we need to assume that what a goy is doing is in fact dedicated for avodat kochavim. Rabbi Ami Amar. Rabbi Ami says the diuk over here in the Mishnah should be more precise. What you have to decide is this. Shechitat oved kochavim is an avela. That's the first thing. Now, I certainly don't want to argue on what you just said. In other words, I agree 100% to Mishnah like Rabbi Eliezer. However, I mean, that's to me not a deal. That's obvious. You're calling it an avela. Okay. But the mashma'ut is that the Mishnah is limited to an Oved Kochavim to say it's an Avela. If the Mishnah had wanted to say a bigger Chiddush, the Mishnah could have said the Shechita of an Oved Kochavim or a Min, meaning a Min of Yisrael, would be possible, because the Min is also not included in the Zavachta. The Chiddush, therefore, must be, says Rabbani, that a Min is more Chomer than an Akum. So that the Shechita of a Goy indeed is an Avela. But the shechita of a Jewish min is also bound up, because the assumption over there is that it's lavadat kochavim. Now this is not the equivalent, says Rashi, of the mumer lavadat kochavim, which may be possible, because it's not included in the zavach, as Tosva says earlier, on Gimel Amid Beis. But it doesn't mean that he's a duk like a min. A min is someone who is not only does the act of lavadat kochavim, but who is committed to Avodas Kochavim as a philosophy. And he's dedicated to it. Therefore, our assumption is that a min would be involved in Avodas Kochavim, and stam, his acts, are actually worse than the velas. They are takroves akum. In which case, the Mishnah, says Rabbani, would be supporting, my additional diuk in the Mishnah, would be supporting the following brisa, Tamina Ladatan Rabbanan, Shritas Min, Lavadat Kochavim, a Jewish Min. His Shrita is assumed to be Asur Ba'anah because it's given to Avodas Kochavim in his mind. Pito Patskuti, any bread that he bakes is the equivalent of Patskuti, and we know Patskuti, as opposed to Stam Pat Akum, is part of, as Tosa brings to the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer here, part of a historical event with his very profound anger against the Kutim at the time of Nehemiah, where they were trying their best to ruin the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, and were sending disgusting letters to the government about how the Jews were planning on being subversive and everything. So they made various takonos at that time against the Kutim. One of the takonos they made, it brings the whole story, they brought out Sholosh Meos Tani, and Sholosh Meos Shofros, and they brought out the Tidok, the Beis Rab, and they said that the eating bread that's baked by a kusi is like eating chazer. So that's more than some patakut. So a min, eating his bread is like eating patkuti. His yayin is assumed to be yayin nesa. He writes to say for Tera, you have to assume that's the equivalent of sifrei kosvim, you burn it. Even though it has the Shemes Hashem in it, our assumption is that to him, the Shemes Hashem are a reference to the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, or whatever. Perotav Tzvalim, his perot are not Tumai, they're Vadai Teva, but Yeshomim Av Banav Mamzerim. Others say that his children are assumed to be Mamzerim. The Tanakama leaves that out, because we also hold that he's sexually promiscuous. The Meleol, he'll leave his wife to stop wandering around. The Tanakama ishtolom mafkir. The Tanakama holds that a min lavadat kochavim may still be makbid on his wife, in which case we would still have the road the ilot achar habal. He wouldn't say that he's that promiscuous. No.
What does the mouse have to do with that?
No, normally husband controls his wife. But we don't have that, and maybe even encourage her. Keep going, baby. You know, there's lots of boys out there that keep you excited. I have the more important things on my mind. That's, you know, modern attitude. So in that case, you don't even have the role people sacra about. Uncouth?
Uncouth.
Uh-huh. Omar. Shchita zevir kachovim nevela. Let's get back now to the this. You've just determined that if a guy is a min, then you have to say that his shchita was aser v'anah, correct? So how do you know? He stomps your goy shef. Why don't you have to be choshesh that he's a religious goy? And if he's religious, then he'll end up having kavanah for a takrovas akram, he'll be aser v'anah. Omrav nachon amar bago, ein minim v'um esevik kachov. None of them are really religious, so the social religion, what kind of business is that? What do you mean there's an Aval Kachazin? And the Ika, I mean, we meet people that are very religious, they're waving their arms, saying hallelujah, and they're going wild. No, I don't mean it doesn't exist. It's saying, ein rov ovde kochavim minim. What I'm saying is, minim is a miyat. I mean, why should you be righteous? This particular guy happens to be super religious. I mean, and this basically comes down to an understanding of the nature of religion in contemporary times, in their contemporary times. Because this then would be a riot. Yet Amr Tia Barav, Amr Yochanan. Did you get that? So then, Savala. Yet Amr Tia Barav, Amr Yochanan, Nochrim Shibachutz Loretz. Lav of the Avodat Kochabim. Ela minhag avotehem v'yadehem. So this is a raya, a fascinating way of putting it. All those goyim in America, you know that it's all a social thing. It's just a minhag. This is the way they were raised. You're supposed to go to church on Sunday. Nobody gives a hang about it. They would go to the mall just as easily if they didn't have blue laws. So could you tell me enough? Must be. Shalom. So it's only minig of a be a dance. Now, what does that have to do with the situation in Eretz Yisrael? Since we're not talking about Gutzlaret. The question over here is in the Mishnah. So Tosfos learns that since this is the way they do it in the States, you can't expect the Guardian of Israel to look for the Israeli version. Certainly, it's going to be imported from America.
Irish was around even then.
America always defined the world. It's probably the same guy. Leave us alone. You're the boss. That's what it should be. Right? Wild shot. So the Rashash, we just got finished bringing the Raya that Goyim are not really interested in religion. They're just social religion. Unless you know that they're personally very strongly committed. So, but it says we're in Nochem Shabbat Chutzlar. So, well, why is it Nochem? What does that have to do with Eretz Yisrael? So Tosfos says, because in Eretz Yisrael, they end up doing the way they do it in America. They don't really have their own culture anyway.
Yes.
But the Rosh Hashanah is, no, on the contrary, it's coming to say a tremendous mila. But in Eretz Yisrael, I don't think this is true, but in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have Akum Chutzlar. Because after all, I mean, they were mocked at the Yad Yisrael Shailetas, but that they wouldn't have allowed them to be Oved Avedis Kekavim. So therefore, you know, those Goyim, the ones that live in Chutzlaret. Anyway, that's the way he understands it. I think it's a little bit historically inaccurate. Fine. So this, what the Mishnah is telling us, you don't have to worry about a Goy being religious. Omer of Yosef, I mean, you and me. Omer of Nachman. Now this should not be confused with the statements a minute ago. It doesn't mean ein minim, which we explained to be ein rov avikachavim minim. What he's saying is there's no halacha of minus when it comes to a goy. Now that could mean a lot of things. I mean, what exactly do we mean by mean? So legabe what, says the Gemara, lemai ilayman l'shchita. What are you telling me, that the shchita of a yadua min l'ovet kechovin is not aser b'anah? That's crazy. I mean, but if a shchita of a min of a Yisrael is aser b'anah, So a shechita of a mina of another kekavim shouldn't be. I mean, boy, for sure it should be. Now, lamaisa, you could say that maybe a mina of Yisrael is even worse. Because after all, even if a guy worships other kekavim, we don't assume the shechita is lava this kekavim. But we still say a min. So now this is Tosis' problem. Rashi was bechalik between mumer and min. So the fact that Stam and Oved Kechovim of a Yisrael is not considered to be Shkitas or the Shema of Oved Kechovim would be the same as an Akron. But basically both of them agree in the end that the point is if you have a Jew on the one hand who's Adu and you have a Goy on the other hand who's Adu, the Adika of the Akron is certainly Poshet because he's not confused by his underlying desire for Avedas Hashem, whereas the Jew always has little elements of, you know, maybe this time I should be a good guy, you know, this is Hashem, the old country. So Lamaisa, I mean, if a Jew is Hashem Avedas Kechavim, if he's a mean, why wouldn't a Yodua Min of a guy be Hashem Avedas Kechavim? They can't mean that. Okay, so what does it mean? Ela Lamori Din, does it mean Lagabi the Halacha of when this guy is up there, painting the roof, and you shake the ladder under him and have him fall down. Maybe that's it. And he said, what, only a Jew you kill? A guy you don't kill. I mean, why not? Hachid Yisrael Morit, the Deko Chavimi boy, for sure we should. I mean, there's lots of akbar on getting rid of a guy who's damaging to the world, and there's in getting rid of a Jew who's damaging to the world. So it can't mean that either. Omer, no. It means there's no halacha of minus by an akum. The Gabi being Makabal of Korban, and we had this earlier back at the beginning of the Masechta, the Tanya. Michem, we darshan from the Adam Ki Yakriv Michem, that Michem means Velo Kulchem. Some of you can bring a Korban, but not all of you can bring a Korban. That's Motzi as Hamumer. That excludes a Mumer. Mumer cannot bring a Korban. But it's only Michem, meaning Bachem Chilakti Velo Bevedei Kochavim. This distinction is being made only within Klal Yisrael. But if a goy brings a korban, we don't care if he's a min or not. Wow. Mimai, how do you know to read it that way? Maybe what it means is Dil Me'ozi Korban. Mi Yisrael, when it comes to a Jew, you can only take from Tzadikim, not from Rishayim. From Tzadikim Kabil, Mershiva Kabil. But by another korban, maybe don't take it all, even if he's a big Tzadik. Klal Klal Lo. No, Lo Sakadai, can't mean that. Because we know it says Beferish Ish Ish, Titania, Ish, Matam Lomer Ish Ish. Larabo says Zikuchom Shinodim Nadarim Nadavat Ki Yisrael. On the contrary, we know that a guy can bring a korban. So therefore, if it's telling me I'm only making the distinction of limiting a korban to those who are not minim among Yisrael, that means among goyim, even a min can bring a korban. So what's the sikum of this sugya? There is certainly a din of minus by an akum, but we have to know he's a min. What is a din of min? Same as a min of Yisrael. Assumed that his shechita, the kavana, is Ravadus Kechavim. And that whatever he's doing is the shem takrovet akum. It'll be asur bahana'a. If we have an opportunity to get rid of the guy without getting into trouble with the cops, we should get rid of the guy. But there's no din of a min by an akum. Benogea that didn't bring a korban. There, if he wants to bring a korban, even though he's firmly committed to Avodas Kechavim, we will accept that korban from him, so the Torah was machdib. Now, the next issue that we had is, it's v'tam of amasa. And we mentioned when we read the Mishnah, obviously it's v'tam of amasa. I mean, a neveil is always v'tam of amasa. Pshita. Given the neveil, I'm v'tam of amasa. You don't have to say it's v'tam of amasa, did you? Amar Rava, Hokiktani, the implication of the Mishnah, again, is a reference to the underlying chashash that we have throughout this Mishnah, which is, and what about the Kavan of Rabbeinu Kechavim? So therefore, what it's coming to tell me is, note that I have only said the din of the Tamar B'masa in a case where it was not a Sirbana. But suppose it would have been Aser Bana, namely, how about the case of a min, which was brought, Lavaris Kechavim? So we assume that is Takruvas Akum. That is not Matam of Amasa. it's metama like a mace. So zu metama b'masa. But yesh l'cha acheret, there's another case of Yisra, where it's also afilu ba'anah, where over there it's not metama b'masa, it's metama afilu ba'oel. V'yezu, zu takrov esavadis kachovim. And this, therefore, the Mishnah would be following the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, that, as we'll see later on, that takrovas akum is called zitche meitim, and as a mate, it's a matana boy. Now others make the opposite diet, that what Rava was saying is, hokigatani, zu metama b'masa, but yesh l'characherek shehi kazu shemetama b'masa. In other words, shchitas akum is an avela. Now, what is an avela, everybody? Metama b'masa, right? Good. Now, there's also additional shchita that's metama b'masa. What's that? An extension of this halacha. Takrovas akum. Ah, I'll bet you were thinking takrovas akum is metama b'oel. Wrong. It's only metama b'masa. So in other words, the second words, metama b'masa, are an extension into another case implied in the Mishnah, but not openly discussed. Namely, that underlying fear that we have at Takrovas Akum. And what the Mishnah is essentially saying is, you'll never go beyond a Tumas Matzah in this issue. Whether it's because of the Psul and Shchita Stam, that the guy is not Jewish, or whether it's the Psul and Shchita because it's Ibn Asubana, because it's Takrovas Akum. But it's never going to be more than Matamah B'Matzah. It won't be Matamah B'Matzah. It's okay, we're old friends. I got some drains that are still living off of this man.
Yeah, they're still open.
They're still living as they're open. No, same thing. In other words, takruva takum mamish. That's the man who brought it. There's no din of tuma b'mi. The question of the mean Jewish or non-Jewish doesn't change the issue of what takruva takum is. There's no two dinim of takruva takum. It only changes the assumption level. That it is takrovas akum. If you're coming along to tell me a chiddush, takrovas akum is not betami be'oyo. There's no possibility to be an aftamina between a Jew and a goy.
But there was a difference,
really. No.
That's
true. But that has nothing to do with the halacha of takrovas akum. We never find the gzeres hakosef telling us to do it.
Is every boy considered an akum?
Yes, an akum in this sense, an akum that. Remember, the akum of our Mishnah specifically avoids the issue of actual avedis kechavim. What it means is shchitas akum, shchitas non-Jew. And that's exactly the dig that we're making. In other words, and the akum part we don't have to worry about? Well, then it depends. If he's a nice religious or he's not religious, you'd have to look into it.
Is it a
nevela? Is it an act of shchita? I don't know. You mean if they were Jewish, would it be kosher?
Right.
They're not marked on them. But they don't care how they do it. Yeah, I mean, it's like it's basically the correct halakha, by the way. Because a goy, there is a din of nefira. And they do nefira, essentially. In other words, stomp that shoots something to the head. Right. So this would be the local of Yehuda ben Becerra. Tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra Aimer, Mimayim l'takrovas avedis kechavim shi metama ba'oihel. Where do we see that takrovas akum is metami more than masas, metami like a mace? Shenema v'yitzmedu l'va'al ta'or v'yochlu zivchei meitim. Why do we call them zivchei meitim? To tell me, ma meit metami ba'oihel, haf takrovas avedis kechavim, metamin ba'oihel. So the question of here is the two versions. According to one version, we're saying that the Mishnah is the Lok Rebbe Yehuda ben Becerra, the second version, and that Metama B'Masa is a reference to Takruvas Akum. According to the first version, Takruvas Akum is Metama B'Oel, like Rebbe Yehuda ben Becerra. And it's coming to tell me that there is a diet that only Metama B'Masa on this case and not on the further case. Hashochet balayla, v'chein hasuma sheshachat shkitato ksheira. If somebody shechts at night, or someone blinds shechts, the shkita is kosher. Obviously, someone else will have to check the simonim and so on. Now, hashochet, you're telling me hashochet? Hashochet, we said means. I mean, in other words, Not, you could check l'chatchila l'ayla. So it's only diavad, him, but l'chatchila lo, v'anini. Doesn't it say the Farish in the Brisa? L'yolam shochtin. Bein ba'yom, bein ba'layla, bein barosh agag, bein barosh asvina. You can always check. Doesn't matter where you are and when you are. And even if you're up on a roof where people may say, ah, the man is probably shechting to the stars. We're not cautious with that. Or if you're on a boat where somebody will say, ah, he's shechting to the sea. We'll see later on actually there's a problem because you're not allowed to shecht in a way that people can make that mistake. The Gemara will be machalik later. In any event, Amrav Papa, wait a second. The case over there in the Braisa was talking about b'sha'avukah kenegdo. There, he has the lights on. So if he has the lights on, it's even a chatchila. The chiddush over there, the Braisa, is that by kachim we know that shechitas laila is possible. So we need to know that there's no din of yom v'laila. Forget about the light, the time. There's no din of yom v'laila. Now, how about if it's actually dark? You don't have a light. So then you shouldn't shecht, because after all, I mean, you have to be able to check. It's simon. We don't want you to do it l'chatchila. Omer of Ashi, actually, if you take a look at the case, it's clear. Because the case over there, it says, Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla. So Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla is a question of the time. If you have the Laila, which is Dumya de Yom, if you have a light, you have a light, and it doesn't matter the time. It only matters that you can see. But over here it says, Suma. Suma can't see. You're putting it together in the same Mishnah as Suma. Obviously the issue here is visibility, not the technical time. So Debahaka do need a Suma. Shmami know that indeed. That is the point. If you can't see, then better don't check. But if it's nighttime and you have the lights on, it's absolutely no problem of shechting. And in fact, we find on numerous occasions in Tanakh that there was shechita done at night. Absolutely no problem. Suma part is the same Suma Shashokat, not at night.